Now a different perspective on guns and public safety from young people who participate in the NewsHour's Student Reporting Labs program. And again, to Hari Srinivasan.
We brought together high school students from around the country into a Google Hangout to talk about recent gun proposals that affect schools, the connection between video games and violence, and what can be done to prevent mass shootings like the one that took place in Newtown, Connecticut. We asked them about recent proposals, such as arming teachers. Jacqueline Mears is from Magnolia, Texas.
Like, I wouldn't trust a teacher who is trained to teach to protect me. We also have three armed constables at our school, and I would trust somebody that is trained to protect me to protect me. So I feel safe with the constables, and I feel like they can do the job better than a teacher that's armed.
Spencer Baldwin is from Shenandoah, Iowa, a place he describes as a rural community with many hunters and farmers.
A lot of our teachers are already gun owners. They have, concealed carry permits. They've been trained to do that kind of thing. And I think that having, one in every classroom wouldn't necessarily be a danger to the students at all.
Students also talked about the changes they've seen since Newtown. Many of the schools are increasing restrictions on who can enter the school, times that kids can go off campus, and they're trying to keep individuals from walking the halls alone. Sedarius Clayton is from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Our school has implemented a closed school campus where students cannot leave the school for lunch anymore, and not too many people can get into the school without going through the front office. Therefore, now they have teachers guarding the doors where students cannot sneak out or cannot sneak anything in without teachers being around.
Patrick Avignon, who goes to school in Los Angeles, described what he sees as a useful tool.
It's very effective. We have random searches, and so what happens is administrator will come in and she'll ask for the attendance list, and they'll do every third person or everyone who has a birthday in the month of February, and they'll take them, they'll search their locker, they'll search their backpack, and it's completely random.
The students had a lot to say about whether video games cause real gun violence. Ellie Bachiska from Los Angeles thinks the underlying causes are more complicated.
I mean, I think that we've been witnessing violence for years, whether in reality, through the media, or through video games. And I don't think that's a first-hand effect. I mean, a lot of the shooters that we know might not even be interested in that stuff. I go to school with a lot of kids, teenage boys who are into that, but they would never even dream of owning a weapon.
Jacqueline?
I feel like it's a false placement of blame because other countries have the exact same video games, they have the exact same movies, exact same cartoons that children and teenagers and adults are watching. And those other countries don't have the same violence as we do. And I feel like it's basically just the fear ingrained in Americans' minds that you need that gun to protect yourself, when in reality it's kind of putting you out to be a victim of crime.
A separate group of students said families and parents have to counter the effects of a violent media culture, which can desensitize people to the brutality around them. Ben Hudson from Magnolia, Texas, believes media violence can be desensitizing.
When they see in video games they're killing people, or they see on a movie, it kind of makes the whole violence thing, even hearing it on the news, like it's not real. I don't think it would affect someone enough to pick up a gun and kill someone just because they played a video game of it.
I disagree, because I think if you are raised on a game like Grand Theft Auto, like you played it when you were 6 years old and now you're playing something like Call of Duty now, you're a lot more comfortable with the idea of a weapon or a gun, especially if you don't have parents or you don't have someone telling you that this is the wrong thing or this, you shouldn't be, this is just a game.
Gerald, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I don't think that we should legislate against a culture or cultures, and I'm not comfortable with restricting choice. I think if it's the parents' choice and if it's the child's choice to go and buy that video game.
I don't always agree with, a six-year-old, for instance, my nephew, playing Grand Theft Auto. But I won't say that video games themselves, are the problem.
Madison, go ahead.
I agree with Ben about video games numbing us as people to when we hear about violent things. You don't feel as much as you would before playing the video game. But without playing these video games, you probably feel more when you hear about tragedies like these.
Thank you all for participating in this Student Reporting Lab's Google Hangout chat by the NewsHour. Thanks for joining us.
And you can watch the full conversations with the students speaking candidly about guns on our website. Also online, you can explore our entire week's worth of coverage for the After Newtown series. That's at newshour.pbs.org.